I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers in Algeria need your help. Government persecution is forcing the church underground. Meeting online is a viable option, but managing the process isn't always easy. MENA Leadership Center's online training format is perfectly suited for church leaders in Algeria. MLC's Fadi Sharia says,
"We do have so many brothers and sisters from Algeria joining our courses. How to do digital church is one example. Also, another example is how to do cybersecurity for their online services and ministries."
Learn how to support believers like these in the full story at our website. And most importantly, pray. Pray that persecuted believers in Algeria will know they're not alone.
Please pray for them as they go through their persecution, that they would not leave the faith, that they would stay strong and rooted in Christ.
And today, mourners are gathering in a small Guatemalan town to pay their respects to Pope Benedict XVI. Benedict was the first pope in over 600 years to resign his position before death. 50,000 people attended the official service, which was presided over by Pope Francis in Rome. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
"There is a very small town in Guatemala called Esquipulas, and there's a basilica there. And every January, busloads of people arrive in this little town to pay homage to a statue. And it's called the Cristo Negro, or Black Jesus. And it's a dark wood statue believed to be the source of miracles."
AMG has worked for many years in this country, so pray their ministry will continue to display Jesus' love. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.